Recording 4.3, Listening 1, Lecture. Business and Personal Data. When you hear the phrase personal data, what kind of things come to mind? Maybe you think about your privacy because this data is personal after all. Maybe you think about how this data might be sensitive and contain information that you do not want other people to know about. You might also think about how this type of data is confidential and something that you try to keep secret or private. Businesses are thinking about your personal data, too. Businesses can profit off of people's personal data in many ways. When people search and click on things online, there are businesses tracking their behavior. For instance, it is no coincidence that after you search for a new mattress using an online search engine, you might start to see ads elsewhere, online, advertising new mattresses to you. Businesses use the information, or your data, from your online actions to track and offer you advertisements that they think might interest you. Your personal data and online actions are constantly being tracked by websites and data tracking companies. Your personal data also lives online with different accounts you create with various websites, email platforms, social media, and more. When you give your personal data and information to an online entity, you are trusting them to protect your data and use it within the stated user agreement guidelines. In a perfect world, our personal data would stay safe and protected, no matter where we share it, and companies would never break their agreements. However, as I'm sure you know, we do not live in a perfect world, and companies break their agreements, and also occasionally are the victims of an outside data breach from a hacker or other malicious intruder. When personal data is stolen in data breaches, intruders might gain access to sensitive personal information, such as addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, email, and other confidential information. Businesses put a lot of effort into surveillance practices to keep users' personal data safe, but some data breaches still happen. If your personal data is compromised, it's a good idea to take some immediate steps to protect yourself as best as possible. If you find yourself a victim of a data breach, you should be notified by the company first and foremost with the steps they're taking to remedy the situation. On your own, however, you can start gathering information about the breach and notify your financial institutions on your own to protect yourself. Another important step you can take is changing your passwords to accounts and other online entities. If you can, freeze any credit cards and initiate a fraud alert with your accounts so they can be on the lookout for suspicious activity. Ultimately, your personal data needs to be protected by you. Don't share passwords with others and be selective about where you are willing to provide your personal data online. Businesses have an interesting relationship with people's personal data because they can profit from it. But it is correspondingly in their best interest to protect it and keep users safe and customers happy. We live in a world where big data, including people's personal data, drives sales, advertisements, and companies' success. As your personal data lives in many places online, it is important to keep your guard up or be alert to the ways that you can keep it safe.